Those days. Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind. What do I do on those days? I go anyways.
I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
So guess what? When you get through failing, all you gotta do is make one. All you gotta do is make one.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it.
God will sell you anything at the price of labor.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special.
So what you have to do is if you want something, you have to work for it.
You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
Luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success.
I wanted to do something that nobody had ever done before. I wanted to be the greatest of all time. I went 5 straight years without missing a single day of workout, 365 days a year. Every single day I was in the water. And in the sport of swimming, when you miss one day, it takes you 2 days to get back. So I was already that much, I was continuing to build on that throughout that time. There are days you're not gonna wanna do it, sure. I mean, everybody has those days. But it's what you do on those days that help you move forward.
And I promise you, the second that you guys start taking action, the second that you guys realize that you guys are actually able to do whatever the fuck you want in your entire life, bro, that's when the fucking starts.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
Wherever you point the finger of blame, power follows. And so whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence, over my circumstances. And so it hurts, but if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me. If you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else. It has never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Is know that when no one's watching, I work harder than when they're watching. And thinking about it like that has given me this persistent and ever-present scorecard or third party that's like, no one's watching, which means now you have to work because otherwise you're full of shit. Me and other me holding the whip behind me to see how much I can take. But with each lash of the whip that I take, learning that I can take it and continue to trudge on. And so as long as you keep going, you bear witness to yourself of what you are capable of. And I find that incredibly satisfying in the trenches of misery when you have to go through it. I'm still here. I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has got me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
A lot of self-work can be summarized into thoughts aren't true, Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
I think what makes life more difficult for people is the judgment they have on themselves about what they believe they're supposed to do or supposed to have achieved, or that this condition or this thing that happened is good or bad, or it should have been good or it should have been badder. And the thing is that as we continue to play out the timeline of life, we can't know if anything is good or bad until the day we die. And the day we die won't matter because we'll be dead. And so it means that at the end of the day, all of the things that occur simply occur. And for me, reminding myself of that I think this is bad or I think this is good, it limits the peaks and it also limits the valleys. And saying, this just is. When you're growing, it's very painful. When you're stagnating, it's very painful. When you're declining and you also don't know what to do, it's very painful. And so that means that all conditions of reality are painful. And so if pain is a prerequisite for reality, then it means it's just a signal that we are alive. And so in thinking about that, rather than pain is a problem, it is a signal that I'm breathing, and then becomes irrelevant. Victims see their past as their fate. Champions see their past as their origin story. And so a lot of people are living through their origin story right now, or they're living through the very reason that they'll never be successful, but it could be the exact same situation. And the only difference between either character is the actions they choose to take, which means that if you're waking up in your main player character today in this moment, as weird of a construct as this is, the past doesn't exist. It's just gone, it's not anywhere. And so the only thing that we actually have control over is the actions that we take right now.
There is this strange feeling that one is not yet in real life. For the time being, one is doing this or that. But there is always the fantasy that sometime in the future, the real thing will come about. A common feeling that your life has not yet begun, that your present reality is a mere prelude to some idyllic future. This idyll is a mirage that'll fade as you approach, revealing that the prelude you rushed through was in fact the one to your death.
Waiting to begin never got anyone anywhere.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition, it's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life, rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
The fear that people have when they're starting out is that they say things like, I have nothing going for me, I have no advantages, I have nothing to my name, I have no money, I have no network, I have no resources. It also means that you have nothing to lose, which makes you incredibly dangerous. And I think people wildly underestimate how many shots on goal you can take when you have nothing to lose. You have the perfect conditions for taking risk because the worst case scenario is baseline, is where you're currently at, which means that it's like going to the casino and playing craps, but they say that you can just keep playing until you win. But people are afraid to roll.
A warrior has or feels the obligation, if something is out of balance out there, I'm gonna fix it. Or you try. And if you try and you fail, you try harder next time. But you don't give up on that statement that you're giving to yourself.
Nervous system will always choose a familiar hell rather than an unfamiliar heaven. Your nervous system is connected to the trauma that you've been through, and it stores that trauma. And its number one job is to protect you and keep you safe. Here's the thing, is that your nervous system will protect you by keeping you comfortable. Comfort is the familiar hell. Uncomfort and pressing through the unknown, even though it's very scary, is the unfamiliar heaven. So get uncomfortable. Do the thing that is scaring you, take the step, jump, whatever that might be, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up in a way better place.
Your life gets better when you realize nobody gives a f- about how much money you make or how many followers you have or what's going on. They're worried about their own shit. So take a deep fucking breath and realize this is you. This is me. And this is all the famous people that you wish that you were or could be. This is the world. They don't give a f- in the scheme of things. It's nice. It's good. But my friends, I promise you, the shit that you're worried about, that they think about you, they don't give a f-. And in a weird way, that's awesome. Once you realize that nobody gives a shit about you, they've got their own f-ing problems, your life gets better.
Shmuel said this was the essential question you have to ask yourself. He says, in everything you do and say and think, is this essential? Because so much of what we do and say and think is not essential. He says, when we eliminate the inessential, we get the double benefit of doing the essential things better.
You don't actually have to know if it's going to work. You don't have to know if you're going to like it in a month, in a year, in 10 years. You don't have to know if it's the right or wrong decision, and you certainly don't need to keep overthinking it. Because truth be told, there is no wrong decision when you're acting from the values of the person that you want to be. And here's what I want to tell you if you feel a little stuck. You are capable of so much more than you even know. Your life is so big and so beautiful, and the most amazing people that you're going to meet are ahead of you in life. I want you to know that if you can get clear about what you want and you commit to waking up every day and just putting one foot in front of the other, I promise you, you will wake up like I have at some point in the future and realize you're not only living the life that you dreamed of, but you're actually loving it.
Beat the odds. When evil hurls you down the deepest, darkest trench you could imagine, and it feels as though the weight of the world is on your shoulders and everyone has counted you out, pull off a miracle. Harness the sacred energy that lies within you and show the world your true form. Because this version of you, the one that stays down, has a weak mind, settles for less, is not you. This is not your true form. It is time for you to embody it.
You want to get rewarded for things that, just for participating, and that's not how life works. You know, you judge by your wins, you judge by your losses, you judge by your effort, you judge by the end results that you develop and you put out there. It doesn't matter who you are. There's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be a loser. In your life, you're either winning or you're losing. It's all the stuff in between that people like to make excuses for and like to justify. Well, this is why I'm in. No, you're either winning or you're losing.
At some point, you have to ask yourself why you're repeatedly saying you're unhappy, yet doing nothing about it. If you want something fundamentally different, you have to make fundamental changes. Don't expect different results when your behavior is the same. Nothing in this world is handed to you, not even your own happiness. Everything must be earned. Change your perspective and change your life.
Happiness is a mindset. If you give off positive energy and you treat people with respect and you try to be a better individual every single day, you will attract happiness in your life. If you don't put yourself out there and try, then you're not going to be able to grow and you're not going to be able to get to that goal. It's just going to be a dream forever.
If money and status were no object, what would I do? If I was less afraid of other people's opinions, what would I say? What actually makes me happy? Does success make me happy? What is my definition of success? What is my definition of success if money was taken out of the equation? What are the things that I'm hiding from myself? What are the emotions that I'm unprepared to feel? What are the things that I feel the most shame and guilt around?
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happened. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
now I feel like going to work. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Is to get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying.
Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not good enough. But if you really want something bad enough, if you really, really want something bad enough, you'll figure out a way to get there.
Take out the trash, Dan.
The trash is anything that is keeping you from the only thing that matters.
This moment. Here. Now.
And when you truly are in the here and now, you will be amazed at what you can do.
Maybe you were meant to be hurt to understand the value of healing. Maybe you were meant to be lonely to understand the value of love. Maybe you were meant to make mistakes to understand the value of learning. Maybe you were meant to wait to understand the value of patience. Maybe you were meant to be in the darkness to understand the value of light. I think these things that we call chaos or these things that we call curses are actually our blessings in disguise.
My friend, I know that you have that feeling within you, that energy which is gravitating you towards something greater. You have a vision, an ambition, a dream that is God-given, and it is your light, your beacon, which will guide you through this journey that we call life. And that doesn't mean it will be easy. In fact, you'll get lost a lot of the time. But as long as you keep your North Star visible and you do not dim it because other people tell you that it's too bright or that it will lead you somewhere that you don't belong, you will be just fine. I promise you.
When I think of goals, I think of persistence and determination. Drive, knowing that what you want is always available to you. And just because when you're working towards a goal, you don't get what you want at first, and when everything seems impossible, you realize that everything happened for us exactly the way it's supposed to. And sometimes we get in life what we need before we get what we want. So if we focus on getting what we need it, I promise you one thing, you'll have what you've always wanted in life. That journey along that path isn't always our perfect journey, but it's supposed to happen that way, and it's perfectly planned for a reason. So accept the journey, take the path, and see all the obstacles as beautiful encounters instead of problems that stop us. They don't stop us, they show us a better way of getting something in life. So welcome the things that we need in life so we can get the things we really wanted. You already have what it takes. Focus, drive, and always look at the end result.
How many times have you told yourself, this is it, this is the year. 2025 is the year I'm gonna get serious. I'm gonna unlock my potential. I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna quit that. I'm gonna start this. How many years have you been doing this, and how many years have you actually done it? Or is it by mid-January, you've already given up, you've already quit? Like most people, your resolutions have already failed, right? And they fail because life happens, because it's hard. Another year slips by, we slip back into our old patterns, our old practices, and the song goes on. How much longer are you gonna wait? Demand the best of yourself.
Take responsibility for your life. No one is coming to save you.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
Because the pain of doing nothing with your life will always be worse than the pain of doing something with your life.
The man who blames others has a long way in his journey to go. The man who blames himself is halfway there.
We have to stop putting it off and making excuses for why we aren't where we want to be.
the price to pay, but I'm telling you, the price is easy if the promise is clear. One of the better notes to make for today. The price is easy if the promise is clear and powerful. But the price seems almost too much to pay. Too much to get over, too much to accomplish, if the promise isn't clear, if the promise isn't powerful.
Start walking. You gotta start walking, because the perspective's not gonna change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps. But standing there, lost, and not doing anything, is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
What does it mean to be strong? The world has a habit of reducing strength to something simple. It tells you that strength is being tough, never breaking, never showing weakness. It tells you that strength is about power, about dominance, about winning. But that version of strength? It's a lie. It's a facade. It's a mask we wear to hide the truth about what real strength looks like. Real strength isn't loud. It's not flashy. It's not about how much you can lift or how hard you can hit. Real strength is quiet. It's subtle. It's the kind of strength that doesn't demand attention because it doesn't need it. Real strength is getting back up when life has knocked you down. Not because you're unbreakable, but because you refuse to stay broken. Real strength is having the courage to be vulnerable, to admit when you're struggling, to ask for help when you need it. It's the strength to say, I can't do this alone, even when the world tells you that you should be able to. Real strength is choosing kindness in a world that can be cruel. It's having the capacity to forgive, even when it's hard. It's the ability to hold on to hope, even when everything around you feels hopeless. Strength isn't about pretending you don't feel pain. It's about learning how to carry it. It's about allowing yourself to hurt, to grieve, to heal, and then finding the will to move forward anyway. Strength is resilience, yes, but it's also grace. It's also patience. It's also compassion. And let's be honest, being strong is hard. It's not about being perfect. It's not about never falling. It's about what you do after the fall. It's about standing up, brushing yourself off, and saying, this didn't break me. It bent me. It hurt me, but it didn't break me. But here's the truth most people don't want to admit. Strength isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. It's something you cultivate through the choices you make, through the way you respond to life's challenges. Every time you face something hard and choose to show up anyway, you're building strength. Every time you let yourself feel the fear but take the step anyway, you're building strength. Strength isn't about being invincible. It's about being human. It's about embracing the full spectrum of what it means to live. Joy and pain, love and loss, hope and despair, and choosing to keep going. It's about understanding that life isn't always fair, that it's not always kind, but that you have the power to face it head on anyway. And you know what else? Real strength isn't just about how you carry yourself. It's about how you lift others. It's about being the person who reaches out a hand, who offers a shoulder, who reminds someone else that they're not alone. Because strength doesn't exist in isolation. It's in the connections we build, the kindness we show, the love we give.
The strongest people you'll ever meet, they're not the ones who look like they have it all together. They're not the ones who never show weakness. They're the ones who faced the worst of life and kept going anyway. The ones who've been knocked down and gotten back up. Not because it was easy, but because they refused to let the darkness win. So, if you're struggling right now, if you're feeling like you don't have the strength to keep going, I want you to know this. Strength isn't about never falling. It's about always getting back up. It's about taking one more step, no matter how small, no matter how shaky. It's about showing up, even when it hurts. You are stronger than you think. Not because you're perfect, not because you never struggle, but because you keep going, because you keep trying, because you keep choosing to fight for your life, for your dreams, for your future. And that is the kind of strength that can't be measured. That is the kind of strength that doesn't fade. That is the kind of strength that changes everything. So, when you think about what it means to be strong, remember this. Strength
isn't in how much you can endure. It's in how you choose to live. It's in how you rise, how you love, how you give, how you grow. It's in how you show up for yourself and for the world every single day. You are strong. You've been strong all along. And as long as you keep going, as long as you keep showing up, as long as you keep trying, you'll keep growing into the strongest, most complete version of yourself. This is your strength. This is your power. This is your story.
All winners have lost. All winners have got depressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed and confused and frustrated and angry. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody has just winning all the time. Nobody does.
Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men. They find it easier to live in a world that they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare.
So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself.
You start going after your goals and you start achieving them. People will start looking at you differently, and secretly they will start hoping that you fail because it will make them feel better about the action they have never taken.
Progression is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place. And the sad thing about that quote that's true is most people never get to that beautiful place because they never persevere. They give up before it's their time. They quit before they see their breakthrough. That's why I love a breaking point, because at a breaking point, that fork in the road, you got a choice. You can break down or you can break through. And when you choose to break through, those adversities strengthen you. All those things that have come against you, it strengthens you. That's why you got to find a meaning, a mission that carries you through this stage of resistance.
Get started and stay consistent. You have things to share with the world that only you can deliver. But you'll never experience them if all you replay in your mind are doubts and excuses on why going after your dreams now isn't a good time. You have what it takes. Get out of your own way. Don't count yourself out yet. Everything you want to achieve is possible. It might take time, effort, and discipline, but it's all within reach.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You've got to start walking because the perspective's not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death.
The only thing in life that stands between you, everything you've ever wanted to do, is doing it. Not preparing to do it, not scheduling time to do it, not telling people you're going to do it, not reading books about how to do it, not watching videos about how to do it, but instead actually doing it.
There's a saying, this quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when you become, that when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown. You can stand there at the door looking at this abyss, but when it becomes so painful that you walk into that, that's when the change happens.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think, like way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There's enough to cope with the trouble of the world. And you, if you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out, and everything would be better because of it.
Only fail because they get caught up into what winning was. You're supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple times. You're supposed to lose. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect.
But feel something is shifted. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. There will come the time, and it's not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place. A natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. Other people that are unwilling, unable, maybe incapable of adapting to the coming changes, it is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he finds himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. You can be world-class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
This is my question to you. When you go free yourself, how long are you gonna stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you gonna stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wonder why you're stressed, wonder why you're not happy, wonder why you're not fulfilled, wonder why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you gonna free yourself from the pain? When you gonna free yourself from settling for less? Because I want to tell you right now, you don't have to accept it. I know you know that, but I need you to feel that. Understand that you don't got to accept it. You don't have to stay where you're just tolerated and not celebrated. You don't have to stay where you're not happy. You don't have to stay where you're not being better. You don't have to stay where you're suffering. You can free yourself from it.
You were born to do something great with your life. When you were a little boy or a little girl, there was probably one person who made you feel that way. And you want to give yourself the gift right now of who is that person? When you were a little girl or a little boy, they made you feel special. And there's probably only one, maybe two. Maybe it was your parents or your grandmother or grandfather, a coach, someone that was in your life and that you felt something about you because of the way they looked at you or spoke to you. And the amazing thing about that is they were right.
We're not victims of this life. You know, we wake up every day with choices to make. And you get a choice every day. And like I said earlier, I think whether or not you're going to look back on your life as a success is going to be determined by what your values and priorities are and how often you're willing to wake up every day and make the choices that are going to fulfill you and bring you the joy that you're looking for.
Human beings, our nervous system is hardwired for comfort. Whereas the essence of what makes us us, some would say our soul, is hardwired for growth. And it's managing that dynamic tension between how good a comfort zone feels and the innate calling of our potential that lies outside of that.
The challenges in your life. If the challenge is too great, like you're going to fail because it's too far above you, you're never going to reach it. If it's too low, you're never going to have the energy. It's too easy. It's not going to motivate you. But there's a sweet spot, like here, where it's a challenge. It's above what you can do right now. It's not so far above that you can't possibly do it. But it's enough of a challenge to mean, God, I better get my act together. I better get the energy together. I better change my habits. I've got to get up earlier. I've got to work harder. It's this challenge that's a little bit above my level. That's a powerful way of motivating yourself. You need challenges. You need constant challenges in life, or you're going to stagnate. It's just the law of nature.
Here's a harsh truth. It's not your lack of time or energy that's holding you back in life. It's your lack of desire.
We make time, we create energy for the things that we really want to achieve. So the next time you're starting to blame your time or your energy for not doing the things that you need to be doing, what you really need to do is put your desire on blast.
The greatest version of you demands that you are extreme. There's gonna be plenty of times where you don't feel like waking up, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like getting your workout in, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like eating clean, but you do it anyway, because that is what greatness demands of us.
Procrastinate because your results are about to exceed your identity and you're turning the air conditioner on. So if right now you're getting 72 degrees of, you believe in yourself at 72 degrees of wealth or abundance or productivity, and you started to heat it up to 85, 90, 100 degrees, you subconsciously turn the air conditioner on of your life to cool it back down to what you really believe you're worthy of and you deserve. So the deep work is you got to raise that identity of what you believe you're worth to 85, 90, 100 degrees. How do you do that? Typically proximity to people who live at that thermostat setting. They will heat you up to theirs.
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something, and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point.
Big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't, but I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
If these guys can do it, why not me? You know, my mentality, you know, if that should be your mentality in life, you know, and anything. If those guys can do it, why not you? You know, why not you? Don't listen to your haters. Keep telling me you can't do it, and I'm gonna keep telling you, watch me.
Capacity. Because people oftentimes think it's about skill and talent. It's not, it's about capacity. The things you have to endure, the things you have to encounter, the things you have to go through in order to be in a space and place, in order to be a blessing. It ain't a lot of people got the skill. A lot of people got the talent. A lot of people got the articulation. A lot of people got the vocabulary. But it's some of the most intelligent people in the world. They can't fight themselves out of a paper bag, baby. I've never been the most talented, but I've always had the capacity.
You deserve this. Everything coming your way, you deserve it. Blood, sweat, tears, all the focus, all the energy, all the passion, all the everything that you have to what you're doing. You deserve it. You're in this place where you can finally step into everything that you wanted for your life. Everything that you've been searching, praying, hoping, crying, behind closed doors, doing the dirty work for. You are in that stage to take advantage. Don't be shy. Don't tiptoe. Go. You deserve this time.
Many of the things that have happened to you have also happened for you. What is this here to teach me? And how can I get that lesson as soon as possible? And this I guarantee you, the moment you have the conscious realization of, oh, this is why this is here, showing up to allow me to see whatever that is in your life, it changes for you.
Maybe it's all going to work out for you. Maybe everything you've been through and everything you're going through right now on the journey is leading you to a place more beautiful than you could ever imagine. What if you allowed yourself to live one day as if this were true? How would things change for you?
Regret is our most transformative emotion, if we treat it right. Because regret does two things for us. It clarifies and it instructs. So regrets clarify what matters to us, and they instruct us on how to do better.
It's so easy to lose ourselves in the midst of a storm, especially when it feels like we haven't seen a sunny day in months. And we think because this storm is so powerful that all of our dreams are going to be washed away with it. But what if the storm looked at you and said, if you stay true, what's for you will find you.
This is the comeback. Maybe you're in a rut, maybe you've just experienced failure, or maybe you're just lost. But this is the part in your story where the momentum shifts. This is where you find the drive that you've been looking for. It is now. This is the start of your comeback. The vision that you have for your future, everything you so desire, is begging you to pick yourself up and begin your journey. Because the window is closing, and if you pass this one up, you very well may solidify your eternal existence within the dreadful cycle of stagnation.
When you find that sense of purpose, when you find what I call your life's task, everything has a direction. Everything has a purpose. Your energy is concentrated. It's not like you're just going down a single narrow pathway. It's not like life becomes boring and it's just about discipline and solving problems. It's actually the most exciting thing that could ever happen to you because you never have that lost feeling. You wake up in the morning, you go, yeah, this is what I need to accomplish. People come at you with all kinds of distractions and boring and irritating things. You're able to cut it out. It's just the most marvelous piece of internal radar that you can have. So I genuinely wish that everybody can find that kind of internal radar.
You are the creator. You are creating every aspect of your life. You're creating time. You're creating memories. You're creating bad habits. You're creating good habits. You're creating good relationships. You're creating bad relationships. You're creating everything. You're creating things that you don't like. You're creating things that you love. You are a creative being, and you need to be continuously creating in order to maintain momentum and energy.
The undisputed first law of personal growth is this, that people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. And when we commit to self-mastery, we give ourselves the best shot becoming the best and greatest versions of ourself that we can be. And then we get to become the example and the invitation to others. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
You know, in this life, in your own personal journey, you're going to go through so many ups and downs, ebbs and flows, twists and turns. And it's so important to just embrace them all with an open mind and an open heart, you know, and understand that, you know, you're in a constant state of evolution and growth. And growth sometimes is amazing and it feels great and it's beautiful. And on the other end, growth sometimes is also incredibly painful and uncomfortable. And it's the ability to be able to embrace all those seasons, all those facets, understanding that through it all, you're growing and it's all serving a greater purpose.
Forward is progress. They all matter. Don't fall into the trap of comparison. If 6 months slip by without you achieving your goals, it's okay. As long as you're here, time is your ally. You are enough. You are deserving. You are capable. Life isn't a race. Your journey matters. You'll get there when you get there.
Your life and the journey you put yourself through, there's nothing more than that. And that's all I want people to do is realize that you have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
I really hope that you know that you are going to overcome the things that feel impossible to forget. Because here's the thing. Very soon, you are going to start making new, beautiful memories that are going to find a home in that place in you that's empty right now. And I also hope that you know that what is coming for you is going to be way better and way more amazing than what's left and what's gone.
You can reinvent and rebuild and rethink what you're going to do next any moment you choose. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too late. You need new goals. When you've been at this for a while, the goals that you had a decade ago are not the goals and the things that are going to motivate you right now. So instead of beating yourself up for not achieving those goals, why don't you flip your attitude and say to yourself, maybe those goals weren't the ones that are meant for you. What is it that you want in this moment of your life?
Why is it that we need to run from the chaos? Why is it that we need to run from the pain? Why is it that we want to run away from the things that hurt our feelings or hurt us inside or scare us. Why are we trying to run away from that stuff? Because we both know that our biggest lessons, your biggest lessons that you've ever experienced in life have come from the darkest times. You ever notice that like we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to keep ourselves out of trouble and keep ourselves away from the pain and away from the darkness, yet that is actually where the gift lies, is inside those places.
When you're at your lowest, you realize a lot. Everything is raw. Everything is simplified. It feels like everything's been lost, and all that you're left with is the foundation of you. But these are the perfect ingredients for a rebirth and a rebuild. You may not realize it now, but you're gonna look back and realize that rock bottom gave you the gift of being able to start over. And not many people get that gift. The pages are blank, and you are the author.